to pray. For what?
For the strength to endure what is to come.
Director Ridley Scott's Kingdom of Heaven cost more than $130 million to produce, but in the 8 weeks since it launched this summer movie season, the historical epic has grossed only $47 million at American theaters.
She's a half a step behind us. You feel her? Pop, pop, bang! Stick with it! Stick with it!
Cinderella Man also came to theaters with great expectations, but the drama starring Oscar winner Russell Crowe sold just $50 million worth of tickets in its 4 weeks of release, and it cost $88 million to make.
Hear that?
Feel that?
Yeah.
There's something down there, and it's moving.
Now Hollywood is pinning its hopes on Tom Cruise and Steven Spielberg to break the losing streak with their War of the Worlds, estimated to have a $135 million production budget. The sci-fi thriller arrives as the movie industry marks 18 consecutive weeks with domestic box office grosses less than the same week in 2004.
The 18-week streak is a new record since box office has been regularly tracked, and that's been about 25 years or so.
Brandon Gray analyzes movie performance on his website, boxofficemojo.com. While many producers blame the slump on competing entertainment media, home video, computer games, the internet, Gray says ticket sales and opinion polls suggest the chief culprit is on the screen.
It appears that the main problem is the movies themselves. They just have been rather uninspired, boring. The only major event picture that they've released is Star Wars, and then they've had some minor events like Madagascar and Batman Begins. But by the same point last year, you had Shrek 2, you had Harry Potter, Day After Tomorrow, Troy. There's lots of bigger movies than we've had this year. The deficit is so great at this point that it's unlikely to overcome what has happened up until this point. I mean, July could be a record breaker, and still 2005 would be down from 2004.
Gray adds, however, that comparisons with last year are statistically unfair because of the film that broke the rules and the records, The Passion of the Christ.
That was an anomaly, a cultural event, and accounts for almost all of the difference between 2005 and 2004. And in addition to that, The Passion was a picture that appealed to irregular moviegoers or people who haven't been to the theaters in a long time.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Star Wars Episode 3 is the biggest success story of 2005 so far, but its producer, Rick McCallum, says he gets complaints from audiences about how it looks and sounds at the neighborhood theater.
We spent millions of dollars doing the mix. And then there's probably less than 100 theaters where you can hear it anywhere closely. You know, you go down to the multiplex down the end of the road here, you don't hear anything that we did. You just hear, if you're lucky, you know, the actors speaking. What kind of respect for an audience is that? It's just, it's nonsense.
McCallum says newly built cinemas in other countries offer audiences a more positive entertainment experience.
The highest grossing theater in the world is in Russia. It's in Moscow. It's owned by Kodak. But it's not just a theater. It's a place. It's an environment where people don't just go to the movies. They can eat. There's bars. There's piano bars. There's jazz. There's everything. We need to be able to do that because we're going to lose our audience if we don't.
However, the slump is also hitting the international performance of American films, down as much as 25% in Japan, 10% or more in European countries. War of the Worlds director Steven Spielberg says improving theaters is not enough. Studios, he says, have to change what they put on the screen.
I don't believe this is the exhibitor's responsibility. The exhibitors don't have to tweak their theaters. We don't have to find a new platform medium to communicate our stories with you. We don't necessarily have to build screens three times bigger. We don't have to IMAX out this world in order to get you to come. We just have to make the kind of movies that you want to see. If the box office is in a slump, I don't believe it's because people are watching cable or they're playing their video games so much. I really don't believe that. I just believe that when the right movies come along, the people show up for it.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Steven Spielberg. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.